I was vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine.
Showing us his swollen, scarred, and mostly non-functioning right arm. You can't miss how Jan Szaranski's COVID vaccine injury has degraded his life.
As you can see, and it looks like a Frankenstein.
Jan got the shot in March of 2022. His rare adverse reaction led to a series of painful surgeries and infections. The otherwise healthy 61-year-old now needs help with basic tasks.
Prepare a meal, a shaving, dressing yourself.
After Canada's Vaccine Injury Support Program approved his claim, Jan got an award for about $40,000, along with a promise that he'd be compensated for ongoing living assistance costs. But Jan says so far Ottawa has welched on that part of the deal, leaving him out more than $26,000.
They didn't return my phone calls. I sent hundreds of emails to them.
Last year, a Global News investigation found the private contractor running the program had actually spent more than half of its budget on administration. This spring, the feds brought the program in-house, and Jan was hopeful things would turn around. But so far, he says it's just more unanswered calls and ghosting of his emails.
It sounds a whole lot like the ArriveCan debacle.
Out of options and money, Jan turned to his MP, Jenny Kwan, who promptly wrote to the Liberal minister in charge.
The minister, literally, I've written letter after letter after letter to her, did not even bother to respond.
The Public Health Agency of Canada didn't return our phone call Thursday either. And given the conspiracy theories that swirled around vaccine safety, Kwan says this is a file they should be handling competently.
Because if when the government fails in its delivery, they are only adding fuel to the fire to the skeptic to say, see, it doesn't work.
Coping with the indignity of disability and abandonment, Jan offered this grade for Ottawa's performance.
From 0 to 10, 1.